Good morning and welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today featuring Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in family and child development, Rebecca McFarland. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Good. I understand there's a new grant all in for Kansas kids.
Yes, there is. And I'll give a little bit of background about this and then share information about what we're seeking, because there actually are some funds available. So back in 2018, I believe the fall of 2018, our Ripples of Change program, our Community Poverty Reduction Program, we met and discussed some challenges, some barriers they experienced, and many others in the Ottawa-Franklin County area experience as well. And child care was one of those issues that came up. And so we actually had a child care forum in early 2019, and we got a really good response from community members, businesses, agencies, and organizations, and discussed this. And we know that there's a lot of barriers, and we didn't really get too far with that after that forum, but I was approached by a child care aware this past fall in about September, October, and because of the work that we have done in child care, they wanted to know if we were interested in this grant opportunity. So this funding comes from the Kansas Children's Cabinet and Trust Fund, and it is called the All In for Kansas Kids. It actually is a strategic plan, and they've developed some quality sub-grants. So application was submitted, and actually Child Care Aware of Eastern Kansas submitted the application on behalf of Ottawa, as well as Chanute and the High Crest neighborhood of Topeka. And this is kind of a unique situation because we're actually forming a cohort working together, Chanute, Ottawa, and the High Crest neighborhood in Topeka, learning from each other, developing some localized solutions to address early childhood care and education. And so Ottawa received $22,000, and we are planning to use that money to support existing early childhood professionals and also try to create some infant toddler slots and then also support existing early childhood professionals to offer high quality care and also during non-traditional hours. So, Dave, there's a lot there, but we know that our early childhood professionals are essential, and we saw this last year. We've known this, of course, for a long, long time, but many times they don't get the recognition, and we may not think about them, but they are an essential part of our economy, our families, again, our businesses. And so there's a small team of individuals here locally in Ottawa, and that includes Paul Beam with Franklin County Economic Development, Kimber Korn with ECAN Head Start, Paola Alarcon with Ottawa Police Department, Kelly Jorgensen with the Division for Early Childhood, and then myself. And so we formed this team, and actually today we are asking early childhood professionals. We have a short survey that we would like to get the information from them, their thoughts, feedback regarding their early childhood care business, as well as maybe what some of the issues and barriers are that they face. And so we're releasing that survey today. And then shortly, by the first part of February, we're going to actually release some mini grant applications. So again, early childhood professionals will be able to apply for these funds, and then we will distribute them by the end of April. So once again, this is for Ottawa. It's not for all of Franklin County, but for Ottawa. And I will just say at this point, if people want more information or if they have questions, they can certainly call me. Again, we're kind of in the process. We have a short turnaround time, so I may not be able to answer all the questions, but I'll certainly be willing to do the best I can or find those answers. And they can reach me at 785-229-3520.
Thank you, Rebecca. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mayor DeSane Extension District Agricultural Natural Resources Agent and 4-H Youth Development Agent Abby Powell.